الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. قال الله سبحانه وتعالى: ولله على الناس حج البيت من استطاع إليه سبيلا. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: بني الإسلام على خمس: شهادة أن لا إله إلا الله وأن محمد رسول الله، وإقام الصلاة وإيتاء الزكاة، وصوم رمضان، وحج البيت، أو كما قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. All praise and thanks to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Respected brothers, we find ourselves in what we call Ayyamul Hajj. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Al-Hajj ashhurun ma'lumat, that Ayyamul Hajj from the first of Shawwal, Dhul Qa'da, and the first 10 days of Dhul Hijjah, which are known as Ayyamul Hajj. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said in a hadith that Islam is, he likened Islam to a canopy resting on five pillars: Tawheedin Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, establishment of salah, fasting in the month of Ramadan, and going for hajj in one's lifetime if one has the ability to go for hajj. So hajj has a very important role in the life of a Muslim, because it's a pillar of Islam. And there are many grave warnings for a person who doesn't go for hajj. If he has the means and ability to go for hajj and he doesn't go for hajj, then there are grave warnings in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said that he may die as a Yahud or a Christian, or as he wishes. That's if one has the means to go for hajj. Ulama mentioned that hajj has a very important role in the other four pillars of Islam as well. When a person will go for hajj, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Inna awwala baytin wudi'a lin-nas lalladhi bi Bakkah. So one is a person has love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and one is walladhina amanu ashaddu hubban lillah, those people who have intense love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then is ishq, where a lover, when a person has a connection with somebody, then he wants to make mulaqat, he wants to engage with that person. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is calling us to go and present ourselves in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and to say our salam in the rawda of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When a person will undertake this journey to go to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, labbaik Allahumma labbaik, oh Allah I am present, oh Allah I am present, la sharika lak, there is no ilah, there is no being besides you. So iman has a very special link with hajj, where a person, when he's going for hajj, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Inna awwala baytin wudi'a lin-nas, that the first house was the Kaaba, which was placed for who? For lin-nas, for the people. Hudal lil-alameen, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, it is the hidayat for the entire humanity. So Makkah is the markaz of hidayat. So when a person will go for hajj, his iman will be increased. When a person will go for hajj, naturally his iman will be increased in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when a person is going for hajj, he's saying the labbaik la sharika lak, he's renewing his iman and saying, oh Allah, that you are the only one, there's no one besides you. So hajj has a very special link with iman. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam received nubuwat when he was in Makkah, when he was in the cave of Hira, and he was sitting and pondering and making, he was pondering about the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when the angel Jibreel alayhi salam came and squeezed him and told him that read, Iqra, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Ma ana biqari'in, and he ran to his wife Hazrat Khadija radiallahu anha, fearing that cover me and wrap me up. And they went to her cousin Waraqa bin Nawfal, where he gave them the glad tidings that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is a Nabi of Allah. And not long after that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said, O Nabi of Allah, Ya ayyuhal muddathir, qum fa'andhir wa rabbaka fakabbir. Said, O Nabi, who was wrapped up in a cloth, stand up and warn the people and speak about the greatness of your Rabb. So the foundation of Iman, Ibrahim alayhi salam, which Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was from the progeny of Ibrahim alayhi salam, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam now inviting people towards Tawheed, where there was 360 idols around the Kaaba. And now Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam started giving da'wah to one Allah, to say that worship one Allah. So iman is a very special link with this hajj, where a person will go for hajj and his iman will be increased. And after iman, the most important thing is our salah. Where Ibrahim alayhi salam, after building the Kaaba, he made dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Rabbi ja'alni muqim as-salah wa min durriyati rabbana wa taqabbal dua. That, oh Allah, make me from amongst those people who will establish salah. Awwalu ma yuhasabu bihi al-abd as-salah. The first thing to be questioned about on the day of Qiyamah will be our salah. So Ibrahim alayhi salam is making dua and he's saying, oh Allah, make me from amongst those people who will establish salah and from my progeny. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was from the progeny of Ibrahim alayhi salam. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was taken to Mi'raj while he was in Makkah al-Mukarramah, where the ahkam of salah was revealed. All the ahkam of Allah were revealed on this earth. But Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was taken to the heavens to be given this gift of salah. And the Ka'batullah is the qibla for all the Muslims. So Hajj plays a very important role in our salah. And zakat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to pay 2.5% of our wealth annually to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If one has the nisab and the amount to pay his zakat, this is the purification of our wealth. It will save us from many disasters, calamities, etc. When a person will take out the zakat and discharge it, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will save him. And the ulama say if the Muslims discharge their zakat in the correct manner, according to what our ulama tell us, then there won't be any poor people in the dunya. So Hajj has a very similarity with zakat, where a person will have to spend his wealth for the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Every penny he'll spend, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give him in return. And not one-fold, ten-fold back. So it has a very important role in paying, when a person will have to spend his money for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He'll have to separate from his wealth for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by undertaking this journey of Hajj. And Ramadan, Allah wants us to fast one month in a whole year. We have to fast. Kutiba alaykum as-siyam kama kutiba ala alladhina min qablikum la'allakum tattaqoon. So that we attain taqwa, we attain the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَتَزَوَّدُوا فَإِنَّ خَيْرَ زَادِ التَّقْوَى. That you should make enough provisions, because the best provisions is taqwa, where a person gets the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in Hajj, when a person will tie his ihram, then like how a person is in, when he's fasting, he's staying away from akal wa shurb wal jama', he's staying away from food and drink and relation with one spouse. In the same way, when a person is in ihram, he's restricted. He can't fulfill his desires. He has to be restricted under the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So whether we're going for Hajj or we're not going for Hajj, this is a very great pillar of Islam, and we are in the Ayyamul Hajj. We have to at least have the niyyah to go for Hajj. Whether we can afford it, we can't afford it, whether we accredited, we're not accredited, that's in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But the niyyah and the shawq to go for Hajj, we all have to have. And ulama say that many a time when a person starts saving for Hajj, then sooner or later Allah opens up the door and he goes for Hajj. Allah will take that person for Hajj if he has the niyyah to go for Hajj. So we all should have the niyyah to say, ya Allah, how one day we can also be taken for this journey of Hajj. Obviously, everybody can't go every year. So we all have to have this niyyah and this desire to go for Hajj. And our ulama tell us that we should read ta'lim in our houses, the virtues of Hajj, where it will create a desire in our hearts for us to go for Hajj. And what was the Hajj of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? The Ayyamul Hajj. And what are the many lessons from Hajj? There are thousands of lessons that the ulama take out from the Ayyamul Hajj and the Hajj of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed the ayat. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about zakat or what, about salah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, aqimus salah. About zakat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, khudh min amwalihim sadaqah, aqim wa atu zakah, that give out your zakat. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about fasting, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, kutiba alaykum usiyam, that fasting has been ordained upon you. But when it came to Hajj, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brought his name. What Hajj? وَلِلَّهِ عَلَى النَّاسِ حِجُّ الْبَيْتِ مَنِ اسْتَطَاعَ إِلَيْهِ سَبِيلًا. And not minding all the other ahkam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but there's no surah of salah regarding salah or surah zakat. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed surah Hajj by all the ahkam of Hajj. So Hajj is a very great important role in the life of a Muslim. And the Hajj of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in the initial stages when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that the Jahiliyyah used to make Hajj, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that now you go and give dawah to the people. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to go to the different tribes, and he went and he used to start giving them dawah towards the tawheed of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he went through great difficulties for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's deen. Some people spat at him, some people mocked at him, they threw sand at his face, they threw in the skins of his camel on his, while he was in sajda, and his uncle walking behind him and telling the people that he's a madman, he's a soothsayer. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam called all the people on Mount Safa from all the different tribes of them, that I am a warner to you, and I'm warning you about the painful punishment if you don't believe in one Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the same people who called him Sadiqul Masduq, Al-Amin, Al-Siddiq, the same people turned against him. His own uncle, Abu Lahab, the uncle of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his father's brother, when he received the news of the birth of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the slave that came and gave him the news, he set the slave free. That same uncle of his, now when he called him and told him that I am the warner and believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the same uncle told him, tabban laka, ali hadha jama'atana, ali hadha da'awtana, may you be perished. Is it for this that you have called us, that you are saying that we have to believe in one Allah? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed the ayat, tabbat yada abi lahabi wa tab, may the hands of Abu Lahab be perished. He cursed Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and his wife also caused a lot of difficulty to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This was all the difficulty which Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam underwent for the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A lot of difficulty. So that today we can be the reciters of the kalima, La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Then finally the people of Medina came, and a few people accepted Islam, and they took hands and they took bayat on the hands of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and they went to Makkah. And still Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam underwent a lot of difficulty in Makkah by inviting people towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the Hajj of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed the ayat, Al-Yawma akmaltu lakum deenakum wa atmamtu alaykum ni'mati wa raditu lakum al-Islam deena, that today I perfect your deen and I complete my favor upon you, and I'm happy that as Islam as your deen. Not only for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, until Qiyamah Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants deen for us. So anyone who believes in any other deen besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who dies with any other deen, وَمَنْ يَبْتَغِ غَيْرَ الْإِسْلَامِ دِينًا فَلَنْ يُقْبَلَ مِنْهُ, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says it will never be accepted from him. إِنَّ الدِّينَ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ الْإِسْلَامِ, the only deen that will be accepted is the way of in obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and following the way of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So one is for the kuffar, that they have to bring iman, and one is for the Muslims, for the believers. We have to see how much of iman, how much of deen we have in our lives, and how much of the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how much are we convinced of the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Everyone, we have to all take hisab of ourselves and see how much of the deen. If we ask everyone here, everyone will say that we want to go for Hajj, or we're ready to go for Hajj. For those who went and those who haven't been, Allah take all of us. But respected brothers, we have to see how much of deen we have in our lives, how much are we convinced that the deen is the true way, and this is the way that will attain, will grant us success in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So everyone, we have to see how much of the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam do we have in our lives, how much of our salah is in order. We have to see that we are not doing anything back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the Hajjatul Wida, 124,000 Sahaba radiallahu anhum who came in the year before that on the ninth year of Abdul Hijjah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sent Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu and made him the Amir of Hajj and told him that you make Elan to say that in the coming year we don't want any mushrikeen in Makkah. Only the people of Iman must be able to do Hajj. That only Islam must be accepted and no other deen other than Islam will be accepted in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, from amongst the many lessons, asked the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, that Allah hal ballagh, have I conveyed the message? Have I fulfilled the haqq of this deen? And all the Sahaba radiallahu anhum in one voice, ballaghta risalah, وأديت الأمانة ونصحت الأمة وكشفت الغمة وجاهدت في سبيل الله حق جهاده. O Rasul of Allah, you have conveyed the message and you have fulfilled the amanat which has been placed on you. ونصحت الأمة, and Ya Rasul Allah, you have well wished for the Ummah and you have left nothing unclear in our deen. Everything is clear, everything is open in front of us. There are no questions which are unanswered. وَجَاهَدْتَ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ, and Ya Rasulullah, you have strove out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as it ought to be striven. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam lifted his finger and said, Allahumma shahad, oh Allah, you be a witness. You be a witness that I have fulfilled the haqq of this deen. Allahumma shahad, not once, not twice, but three times Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made Allah a gawah, he made Allah a witness. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then said, فَلْيُبَلِّغُمُ الشَّاهِدُ مِنْكُمْ الْغَائِبُ, that now those that are present should make tabligh to those that are not here. Meaning the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, the 124,000, you have to take on the deen to those that are not here. And Sahaba radiallahu anhum understood this. And the ulama mentioned that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he asked the Sahaba radiallahu anhum the question, Ala hal ballagh, have I conveyed the message? Have I fulfilled the haqq of this message? It's like as if he was asking them, oh my ummah, when I was pelted in Taif for 3 miles, was there one more mile that I could have been pelted for? Oh my ummah, my Zainab radiallahu anha, my daughter, she was pierced in a stomach which was the means of her death. Was there one more daughter of mine that was supposed to be pierced? Oh my ummah, my two daughters were divorced on one day by the sons of Abu Jahl because of me calling towards the tawheed of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Was there one more daughter of mine that could have been divorced for the deen? Oh my ummah, where Aisha radiallahu anha said, رَأَيْنَا الْهِلَالِ ثُمَّ الْهِلَالِ ثُمَّ الْهِلَالِ, two consecutive months and the stove wasn't lit in the house of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When it was asked that what used to eat at that time, she said, أَسْوَدَانِ أَتَّمَرْ وَالْمَاءِ, khajur and water we used to eat. There was nothing else to eat in the house of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As if he was saying, oh my ummah, was there one more month that I could have given for the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So that one more month, the stove wasn't supposed to be lit in my house. As if Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was saying, oh my ummah, at the time of Tabuk, in the time of Khandaq, when we were digging the trenches, and one sahabi radiallahu anhu came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he lifted his top, and he showed him that he had one stone tied to his stomach. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam lifted his top, and he showed him hajarain, two stones, because of the severe hunger. Was asking, oh my ummah, was there the third stone that I could have tied to my stomach due to the severity of hunger that I went through? Where Allah offered Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam the mountains of of Uhud to turn into gold for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He gave everything for a deen, so that we today, we can be the reciters of La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah, that we can be saved from the fire of Jahannam. We have to ask ourselves, respect the brothers, 8 billion people in this world, if we die now, if from 6 billion people are not the reciters of the kalima La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah, if they have to pass away now, straight headlong into the fire of Jahannam, and the 2 billion Muslims who are so-called Muslims, are we a source of comfort or a source of pain to the Mubarak Ruh in Medina Munawwara? Are we fulfilling the haqq of the deen? Are we obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and trying our best to fulfill the haqq of this deen and to fulfill the haqq which Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam placed on the ummah? That every ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam till the day of Qiyamah, how one person can be safe from the fire of Jahannam, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَأَرْسَلْنَاكَ لِلنَّاسِ رَسُولًا, that we have sent you as a messenger for all the people, for the people. وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ, we have not sent you, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, except that you are a rahmat for the whole entire humanity, entire universe. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, 23 years of nubuwat and hardship and difficulty that he underwent, so that we can be the receivers of the kalima La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Now, as ummatis of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it is our responsibility now. Qu anfusakum wa ahlikum nara. Save yourselves and save your family from the fire of Jahannam. Wa andir ashiratak al aqrabin. Where Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was commanded that warn your family relatives about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and about akhirat. وَلِتُنْدِرْ أُمَّ الْقُرَىٰ فَمَنْ حَوْلَهَا, it warned the people of Makkah and the outskirts of Makkah. وَأَرْسَلْنَاكَ لِلنَّاسِ رَسُولًا, that we have sent you as a messenger for all the people. So now, as ummatis of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, no new Nabi to come. Nobody else is going to come and remind us. We as the ummatis of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, أَنَا رَسُولُ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we are the messengers of the messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As the haqq of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam over us, we have to do the work of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Make our night like the night of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Make our day like the day of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Our cry, the cry of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Our gham, the gham of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Unfortunately, our fikr today is like only for dunya of our family, and we have forgotten about the responsibility which Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has given us. So respected brothers, in this light also, everybody can't go for Hajj every year, but we should make the niyyah to go for Hajj and have the desire, those people that are going for Hajj from our localities to go and to go visit them. Al-Hujjaj wal-Ummar wafdullah. The Hujjaj and the people that are making Umrah are the delegation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on this earth to request the du'as and ask them to make du'a for us. And when they come back from Hajj also to receive them and make the istiqbal and to go visit them. Everybody can't go for Hajj, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this light, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving us the opportunity for us to get together in few months time. In August, inshallah, 8th, 9th and 10th will be our annual ijtima, which will be taking place in Overport. Once the date of the ijtima is set, that means the ijtima, the fikr of the ijtima has begun, to see that how maximum brothers can come to the ijtima. For what? For us to listen to the talks of deen, where they will tell us about Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in akhirat, and to remind us about our object in this world, and why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created us. How one person can be safe from the fire of Jahannam. When it was asked from the ulama and the elders that what do you want from this ijtima? They said that the last person to come before Qiyamah, the last soul before Qiyamah, how that soul can be safe from the fire of Jahannam, for us to get that fikr, for all of us to become and to understand our responsibility in this world, why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created us, and for what we have been sent into this world. Not only to work for this dunya, but to create and to remind us about the real life of the Akhirah. As one ummati of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said in the Hajjatul Wida'a, he said, Rubba Muballighin Aw'a min Sami'in, that many of the people who will be conveying the message, the people who will be receiving the message will receive it, they'll receive it much clearer than the one who will be conveying the message. So Allah has created much khair and lot of good in the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Everyone is special and everyone has the salahiyat and ability to take on this deen. Allah give us the tawfiq. And one and all, wa akhiru da'wana, alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.